Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud. We are holding on daf Tesam and Vez. We are at the two dots at Sukkah al Gabe Sukkah. So first we're going to discuss Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. That was the second halacha that the Mishnah had in daf Tesam and Vez, that a Sukkah underneath another Sukkah is possible. The Gemara is going to give, Bryce is actually going to give four different possibilities of how you could have a double-decker sukkah somewhere. One possibility where both are kosher, one where both are possible, one where the top one's kosher, bottom one's possible, top one's possible, bottom one's kosher. We're going to have all four different possibilities. We're also going to have three shitos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph as to how tall the upper sukkah must be in order to label the bottom sukkah a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah and to possible it on account of being sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. And we're also going to finally define the term im ein diurin be'elyon, because Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that if there's no diurin be'elyona, then by definition the bottom one is kosher. So we're going to define what that means. In the Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss cloth hanging across a sukkah for a variety of different reasons, and when it's going to be usher to sit under that cloth that's hanging across the sukkah, when it's going to be mutter. That's going to lead us into a discussion, a broader discussion of noi sukkah, of sukkah decorations, what the limitations are on sukkah decorations. And the bottom half of Yud Amud Beis is going to discuss whether a kila tent inside of a sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim high in order for it to be possible, in order for it to be a problem for a person to sleep under it. But let's say if it were less than 10 tefachim high, would that be a problem? Would that not be a problem? The Gemara is going to bring five rayas whether it needs to be 10 tefachim high in order to possible for the person sleeping under it. So let's pick up with the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa that says as follows. Basukos teishvu, v'lo basukah shetachas sukah, v'lo basukah shetachas ilan, v'lo basukah shebetoch habayis. Pasuk says basukos teishvu, and we darshan from there that it's got to be a real sukkah. Cannot be a sukkah tachas a sukkah, cannot be a sukkah tachas a ilan, cannot be a sukkah that's inside of a house. So it says Mara Adraba, basukos tarti mashma. Basukos sounds like it's multiple types of sukkah that are okay to sit in. So how are you darshaning from basukas that it's only got to be the one tried and true good sukkah, that we exclude all these other types of sukkah? No, it's written in plural. Makes it sound like we're coming to include different types of sukkos. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, basukas ksiv. Yes, it may be pronounced basukos, but the way it's spelled is basukas, and therefore we are darshaning the way it's spelled and not the way it's pronounced. We are darshaning the Mesores and not the Mikra. Says Tosos, v'afilu mandi amar yeshem l'mikra, aye, but we had a machlokas where the yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'mesores. So if you hold yeshem l'mikra, shouldn't that invalidate this drasha? He says, no, even the shita that holds yeshem l'mikra, would still agree that the Mesores comes for something, comes to teach us something. So even if you hold Yeshem LeMikra, we already darshan the Mikra of this word when we tried to figure out how many walls a sukkah needs to have. So we already had the Ikar Drasha in terms of the definition of a sukkah from the Mikra, but the Mesores also needs to be darshaned. And now we're darshaning the Mesores in terms of what... in terms of passing sukkos based on external factors like its location, being under a tree, inside a house, etc. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, pa'amim sheshtein ksheros, pa'amim sheshtein psulos, pa'am shetachton ksher ve'elyonu psula, pa'am shetachton psula ve'elyonu kshero. When you have a double-decker sukkah, sometimes both the bottom and the top are kosher, sometimes both the bottom and the top are pasul, sometimes the bottom one is kosher, top one is pasul, sometimes the bottom one is pasul, top one is kosher. So how so? How can you have all four of these possibilities? Pa'am sheshtein ksheros hechidami, what's a case where both the bottom one and the top one are going to be kosher? Kigon shetachtona chamasa miruba mitzilasa, the bottom one is not mesuchach karoi, doesn't have a proper amount of schach, it allows more sunlight than shade from the schach that's on the bottom one alone, but ve'elyona tzilasim rumei chamasa, the top one is properly mesuchach, the top one has schach that covers the majority of it, ve'kaima elyona b'toch esrim, and the top one is within 20 amos of the ground, so the schach from the top one will count for the bottom one as well, and therefore both sukkos are going to be kosher. They're both using the schach of the top sukkah. What's an example where they are both going to be pasul? Both sukkos are mesuchach karoi. Both of them have proper amount of schach, have a majority of schach. V'kayma elyona l'malam me'asrim ama. But the problem is, the top one is more than 20 amos off the ground. So now both are going to be pasul. Top one is going to be pasul because it's l'malam me'asrim ama, and the bottom one is going to be pasul because it's mitzdarv schach pasul bahadei schach kasher. You're combining the schach pasul of the top one with the schach kasher of the bottom one. Because the schach, that's l'malam me'asrim ama, we're assuming has a din of schach pasul. So that's why they're both going to be pasul. So when we say that v'kayma elyona l'malam me'asrim ama, what does that mean? L'malam me'asrim ama from where? Is it that the elyona is l'malam me'asrim ama from the ground level, but maybe less than esrim ama from its own ground level, from the top of the bottom sukkah? Or does it mean l'malam me'asrim ama from its own ground level? Because if it were less than 20 amos from its own ground level, the top one would be kasher. Because what could possibly be wrong with the top one if it's less than 20 amos high on its own and it's got proper schach? We're trying to come up with a case where the top one is pasul. So a significant majority of the Rishonim, Rashi, the Ritva, the Ran, all say that it's talking about that the Elyona is l'malam yasrim from the gaga shel hatachtona, that it's l'malam yasrim from the bottom roof, and that's why the top one is pasul. The Meiri says if the Elyona wore betoch esrim from the gaga shel tachtona, even though it's more than esrim from the karka, you would be allowed to sit in the Elyona because it's not kavoa esrim ama, and the schach of the tachtona would be considered like an itztva be'emtza sukkah. We already discussed what if you have a sukkah that's very high, more than 20 amos high, you could build a platform in it and sit on that platform as long as the platform raises the ground level to a point that you're then within 20 amos. So says the Meiri, that's what the bottom sukkah would be in that case. If the distance between the top of the bottom sukkah and the top of the top sukkah were less than 20 amos, the bottom sukkah would be called an itztva. It would be just like having a platform in the middle of your sukkah. That is the majority view in Rishonim, it seems. However, the Ravid in his Hasagas to the Baal Amar in Daf Aleph Amud Beis, Bedaf Arif, the Ravid understands the shita of the rift to be otherwise. He understands the shita of the rift that the Elyona is l'mala me'esrim from the karka, from the ground level, not that it has to be l'mala me'esrim from the top of the bottom sukkah, but even if it's within 20 amos of the bottom sukkah, but it's more than 20 amos off the ground, it's still going to be pasul. Why? Because he holds that the psul of l'mala me'esrim ama, like Rava's shita and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that it's because of diras keva, and since the sukkah ha'elyona is more than 20 amos off the ground, you need walls of keva to maintain such a sukkah. So that would be still be a psul of a sukkah l'mala me'esrim ama, because it would be in order to have such a sukkah, you need walls that are keva. So that would be a violation of diras keva. Why is this different than an itztva? Because by an itztva, you're raising the ground level. So when you're raising the ground level, you don't view it as a 20 amah high sukkah, as a 20 amah high structure. Over here, you're not raising the ground level. You could go into the bottom sukkah. So mela, the structure in its entirety, is viewed as being more than 20 amos high. Bir Alacha discusses in Tafresh Chav Ches and Sif Aleph that even according to Rava, the Elyona should be kosher. Bir Alacha says the way we paskin, not like this Ravid, that we hold that the Elyona would be kosher b'chi agavna because you don't need mechitzos that are l'mala me'asrim in order to support such. You don't need mechitzos of that are kavua in order to support such a sukkah, because what you could do is you could have mechitzos shel barzel on the bottom sukkah and then build mechitzos of arai the rest of the way up. So it's not necessarily that you need, it's not necessary in order to support such a sukkah to have mechitzos kavuos in such a sukkah. The mechitzos of this sukkah in its own, of the top sukkah in its own, could be mechitzos that are arai. So that's why we don't paskin like that shita of the Ravid in his understanding of the Rif. Okay, Pam Shatachtona, bottom line now, Shatach of Tesson Beis. Pam Shatachtona, Ksheri Valyona Psula. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul. Hey Chidami, what's the case where the bottom one is kosher and the top one is pasul? Kigon Shatachtona Tzilasa Mru Mechamasa, Valyona Chamasa Mru Metzilasa. The bottom one has proper schach and the top one does not have proper schach. It has more sunlight than shade. V'kaimi travayu b'toch esrim, and both of them are within 20 amos of the ground. So the top one is pasul because the top one is not covered by enough schach. The bottom one is kasher, because even when you combine, there's nothing wrong with combining the schach from the top one, which is still called schach kasher. It's within 20 amos from the ground, and the schach from the bottom one. That it all combines to make one big schach, and then that's perfectly fine. So both of them are going to be totally kasher. L'chora would have been kasher even if the bottom one was not tzedasim ruv mechamasa in its own right. It could be that tzedasim ruv mechamasa is only created by the Elyona, by the little bit of schach, the chamasim ruv mitzlasa level of schach that you have in the Elyona may have been mashlim the tzedasim ruv mechamasa the bottom one. That would still be kasher. It's unclear why the Gemara says that the Tachtona has to dafka be tzedasa meruba mechamasa. And then the final one, Pamshal Yonuk Sheriff Tachtona Psula, some cases you can have the top one is going to be kosher, the bottom one is going to be pasul. Hechidami, what's the case? Kigon de Travayu Tzilasim Ru Mechabasan, Mekayim Elyonu B'toch Hashem. That both of them are Tzilasim Ru Mechamasan, they both have proper schach, and the Elyona is within 20 amos. So the Elyona is going to be kosher because it's perfectly good. It's less than 20 amos off the ground. It has perfectly kosher schach. Tachton is going to be puzzled because it's sukkah tachas hasukkah. That's the violation of a sukkah tachas hasukkah. It's underneath a perfectly good sukkah. So says Gemara Pshita, isn't that obvious? Every single one of these cases is obvious. We didn't say any chidushim here. Says Gemara Tachton ksher v'Elyona psul etzrichle. The chiddush is in the case where the top one is puzzled and the bottom one is kosher. I might think that if we're going to allow the schach of the top one to just combine with the schach of the bottom one, and we're going to say that's fine, it's not going to ruin it, because after all, even the top one is within 20 amos, that we might come to do the same when the top one is above 20 amos, and therefore it would be labeled the schach pasul. So I might have thought that we should make a gzeira not to allow the bottom sukkah, because we should be gozer that if we're going to allow the schach of the Elyona in this case, then we'll allow the schach of an Elyona in the case where the Elyona take is schach pasul, where it actually is more than 20 amos off the ground. That's the hava amina kamash malon, that we don't make any such gzeros. Period. Those are the four permutations of how you could have a double-decker sukkah, sometimes both pasul, sometimes both kasher, sometimes one pasul, sometimes the other one pasul. Fine. Kami yehebe in sukkah sukkah v'tei tachtana psula. How much space does there need to be in the upper sukkah in order for the bottom one to be labeled a sukkah tachas hasukkah? Meaning, apparently, it's not pashut, at least, that the top one has to be a kind of sukkah that you would use for the mitzvah of sukkah in order for the bottom one to be called a sukkah tachas hasukkah. There might be some other geder in order to label one the bottom one as a sukkah tachas hasukkah. Maybe there's some other geder in terms of what would be enough in the top sukkah to call the bottom sukkah a sukkah tachas hasukkah. So three opinions in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Rav Huna tefach. Shekein matzinu ba'alei tuma tefach. The top one only needs to be one tefach high, because we find by an oel of tuma that the shear of an oel of tuma is one tefach. That's all you need. Ditznan, we have a Mishnah in Maseches Alos, tefach al tefach brom tefach. If you have a cube of one tefach by one tefach with a height of one tefach, so maybe a satuma v'chotzitz b'fnei atuma. That's enough space to transfer tuma from one room to another. If you have a window that's one tefach cube between two rooms, the tuma can transfer between one room and the other room, and it's chotzitz b'fnei atuma as well. So the bottom line is that the idea is that one tefach is considered to be a legitimate chotzitz b'fnei atuma. Means that if you have a tefach of airspace above a dead body, let's say, and then you have a roof, so that roof stops the tumah from going any further. It fills the room that's under that roof, but it stops the tumah from going under further. It serves as an actual barrier to that tumah because it's a real ohel. So you see that with regard to tumas ohel, we consider a tefach to be an ohel, so maybe by sukkah as well. Avopachs miram tefach lo maybe below chotzitz. If it's less than one tefach high, well then it wouldn't be tall enough to be maybe tumah from one room to another, nor would it be tall enough to be chotzitz Motzitz b'fnei Tumah. The Tumah would be if you had a ceiling over a body that was and less than a tefach of airspace in between them, the Tumah of the dead body would go straight through that ceiling, would be Bokas v'ola ad the Rekia, would go straight out of the Rekia, because without a tefach of airspace, you don't have an Ohel. So maybe we use that model. We use Ohel as the way of measuring what the definition of a sukkah tachas a sukkah is as well. Rav Chistav Rabba Rav Huna Amri, no, not one tefach, arba'a. Shalom matzinu makom chashuv pachas me'arba'a. It's got to be four tefachim, because we don't find anywhere that a makom chashuv is ever defined as less than four tefachim. Third shita, Ushmuel Amar, Asara, it's ten tefachim. My time of the Shmuel, Kach Shera, Kach Psula. Shmuel is the simplest of the ones to explain, of the shitos to explain. Because the definition of sukkah tachas sukkah is that it's got to be underneath a legitimately sized sukkah. In order for something to be kosher as a sukkah, it needs to be ten tefachim tall. We had a whole daf about why that's the case, or where we learned that from, whether we learned it from the Aron and the Kapores, or from the area under the wings of the Kruvim, or just Stama Alach al Moshe Misinai. We learned, but the sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim. So that's why sukkah tachas sukkah is also 10 tefachim. Ma'ach sheira ba'asara, af psula ba'asara, just like the hechsher sukkah is ba'asara, so the psula of the sukkah is also ba'asara. This is machlokas in terms of the height of the top sukkah. What about the length and the width of the top sukkah? So the Gemara never discusses that. So do we need the Elyona to also have the sheer sukkah in length and width? Does it need to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim? So Sfasema says that the din sheer roch of sukkah will be totally in the same machlokas. According to Rav Huna and Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna, it seems that you don't need a sheer sukkah in any which way. You don't need the sheer sukkah in height, so Mestama, you wouldn't need the sheer sukkah in length and width either. However, the Sfasemis writes that according to the first two shitos, you would need it to be at least four tefachim wide. Meaning one would have assumed that according to the first shita, according to Rav Huna, maybe the length and the width only needs to be one tefach by one tefach. If we're using Tumah as the model, we're trying to look at what's called an ohel by Tumah, so that's the definition by Tumah also, one tefach by one tefach. Remember, it was one tefach cube, that's maybe Tumah. But no, says Sfasemis, it's got to be that it's at least four tefachim wide, because the psul of sukkah tachas sukkah cannot be a stronger psul than the psul of schach pasul. And if you have schach pasul, that's only one tefach, so that's not good. Meaning the worst you could look at sukkah tachas sukkah is just view the whole upper sukkah as schach pasul. Well, yeah, if it's schach pasul and it's only one tefach, that would not ruin the sukkah. Only dalet tefachim of schach pasul would actually ruin the sukkah. So it's got to be that it's dalet tefachim. But according to Shmuel, according to the third shita, that the way we are magdir sukkah tachas sukkah is based on the dinim of the normal dimensions of a sukkah, well then yeah, maybe in a chinami, the top sukkah needs to be 7 by 7 tefachim in order for the bottom sukkah to be pasul, kech sheira, kach psula. However, the Emek Bracha just points out that even if the top sukkah is only 6 by 6 tefachim, maybe that would be enough to pasul. Because the reason we need 7 by 7 tefachim, as we explained earlier, the Shama explains, because we need makom l'rosh of rubo vishulchano, and according to many Rishonim, that is very much linked to the din of rosh of rubo b'sukkah vishulchano b'sukkah habayis, that it's a concern midirabanan, that if a person is sitting in a sukkah that's only 6 by 6 tefachim, mele he's not going to have a table, and he's going to end up going to wherever his table is. If it's only a concern midirabanan, then the da'oraisa definition of a sukkah is 6 by 6 tefachim. The psul of sukkah tachas sukkah is a psul d'oraisa. So we're going to work with whatever the d'oraisa definition of a sukkah is in order to pasul the bottom sukkah. That's what the Emek Bracha points out. But l'chor, that's tali, and that machlok is rishonim. Whether the psul of 6 by 6 tefachim is a d'oraisa psul or a d'rabanan psul. If it's only a psul d'rabanan, then this is correct. But if it's a psul d'oraisa, then the top sukkah would need to be 7 by 7 tefachim. Okay, so those are the three shitos. So says the Gemara further now, let's analyze the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said that if there are no diurin be'elyona, then the bottom one is kosher. Once we figure out what Rabbi Yehuda holds, we can figure out what the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yehuda holds, and then we can see if there's any raya from that to our machlokas. So Tanan, etc. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yudom, remained Yurim Beliyona, Tachton Ksheira, that if there are no diurin in the top sukkah, the bottom sukkah is kosher. My ain diurin. What does it mean that there are no diurin in the top one? Ilim a diurin mamish, if it literally means that there's no one that lives there, atu diurin kugarmi. Does that really matter? Meaning, in terms of defining sukkah tach sukkah, do you really need people to be in the top one? No, we're describing something structural. It shouldn't matter whether there are actually people there or not. Elav, my ain diurin. So that can't be what ain diurin means. What does ain diurin really mean? Kol she'ina ru'uya ladira. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, if the top one is not ru'uy for dira, then the bottom one is going to be kosher. Ve'echidami, what does it mean it's not ru'uy ladira? Delo, gavoa asara. Probably means that it's not 10 tefachim tall. Mechlal de Tanakama savar, but that means that the Rabbanon hold, afal pi she'ina ru'uya ladira psula, that in order to pasul the bottom sukkah, the top one doesn't have to be 10 tefachim tall. That was only Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that it needs to be 10 tefachim tall. According to the Tanakama, top one could be less than 10 tefachim tall, and the bottom one is still going to be pasul because of sukkah tachsa sukkah. So this is a raya against Shmuel. Shmuel held la lacha that the top one has got to be 10 tefachim tall to pasul the bottom one, and presumably we would pasul like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. You see, the Rabbanan are against Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Kiyos Rav Dimi Amar Amri b'mar Rava. He said, no, in Eretz Yisrael they explained it may not, that what does it mean to mean diurin? Not that it has to be 10 tefachim tall, but it means it may not tachtoni yicholu lekabel karmu k'sasal shal yona hatachtonik sheira. It means that if the bottom one, if the roof of the bottom one could not support mattresses and sheets and whatever you would need in order to live in the top one, so then the bottom one is going to be kosher. Because if its roof cannot support a proper living space in the top sukkah, well then it's not a sukkah tachas sukkah, because the top sukkah doesn't have the dinei sukkah. So Rav Shachter points out in Gina Segos, what do you mean it doesn't have the dinei sukkah? It has walls, it has schach. What? It's not going to be able to have people? I thought we just said people don't matter. So what does it mean it doesn't have dinei sukkah? So he says, mikan raya, this is, you see from here, that one of the dinim of a sukkah is that it needs to have a floor also. That the mechitzos of a sukkah, we often think of mechitzos of a sukkah, the dinim mechitzos, to apply to the walls that surround you. And sometimes we're clever enough to realize that the schach also has a din of a mechitza. And that's why we apply lavud and all the dinim mechitza to the schach. Well, we're going to find that we also apply lavud to the floor of a sukkah. Why would we apply lavud to the floor of a sukkah? Lavud, we said, is a din mechitza. Remember we said, Ashirun chatzitzin u'mechitzin ar alach l'moshe misinai. And what does it mean, mechitzin ar alach l'moshe misinai? We said, what that means is, good lavud v'dofen akuma. You see that lavud is a din in dine mechitzos, at least according to the way many Rishonim understand. That lavud's not a din in other areas of halacha. That's why some Rishonim understand that when it comes to kinyan hagbah, while some require that you need to be magbiah, three tefachim off the ground, others say no. What does kinyan hagbah have to do with three tefachim? Three tefachim is a din in lavud. That's a din only in dinei mechitza. Well, then why would we ever apply the dinim of lavud to the floor of a sukkah? Because the floor of a sukkah is also a din in dinei mechitza. One of the mechitzos of the sukkah is actually the floor of the sukkah as well. So anyway, if it's an invalid floor in the top sukkah, well then the top sukkah is not a kashrus sukkah. Mele the bottom one is a sukkah tachas sukkah. Oh, well, why wouldn't we apply lavud over there? Because he's assuming that the top one definitely does not have to be a kashrus sukkah, right? Both the first two shittos assume that the top one, we're not even looking at dinei sukkah. It's not sukkah tachas sukkah is a misnomer. It's sukkah tachas ohel. It's you can't have a sukkah underneath some other ohel, according to Rav Huna. It's only Shmuel who holds that the top sukkah needs to be a sukkah in order for the bottom sukkah to be pasul. So says Gemara Mechlal, but okay, now that we have this definition that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that has to be able to be Mekabel Kar Muksasos, Mechlal Tanakamus of Rav Pichein Ruyel Kabel Psula, that the Tanakama holds, even if the top one is not able, even if the roof of the bottom one is not able to support Kar Muksasos, it's still going to be pasul. And says Rashi, and what's the point over here? That Sof Sof, we see that the Rabbanan must disagree with Shmuel, because because if they hold that if it's not going to be able to be makabel karmuk sasos, it's going to be possible, they'll also hold that if it's not livable because it's less than 10 tefachim, meaning you see that they require that it be livable. So the bottom line is it's going to be the same raya. So says Gemara, Ike Beinayu Dichol Lekabel Al Yedei Adchak. Now the real argument is if it's able to be makabel al yedei adchak, that the Rabbanan holds since it's able to be makabel al yedei adchak, since it's able to support some basic necessities, so there is a shame sukkah al yona, and the bottom one is going to be puzzle. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since it's not a normal usage of that space, because it doesn't support it properly the way you would want it to support it, it doesn't have a shame sukkah. That's the difference between the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the shita of the Rabbanan. So that was all sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. Says the Mishnah further, next Mishnah, Piris ala sadin. Let's say you spread a cloth over the sukkah, mipnei achama, for the sun, or you put it underneath to catch any leaves that are falling from your schach, or you spread a cloth over the kinuf. So what is a kinuf? Rashi explains that the beds would often have four poles on each of the corners of the bed, and you would spread like a tent over the bed. So in all those cases, you put a cloth to block the sun, you put a cloth to catch anything that might be falling into your sukkah, you put a cloth over your bed, psula. So it's going to be puzzle. Aval parisu al gabi naklite amita. But you're allowed to spread a cloth over the naklite amita. And Rashi explains naklite amita is where you don't have four posts on the four corners of your bed, you have two posts, one at one end of your bed, the other at the other end, and therefore it creates a triangle. So you don't have a tefach wide tent over you. The width of the tent that you put over you, of the sheet that you put over the two posts, is less than a tefach because it creates a triangle, just goes straight down in two sides. So that's why that's not going to be a problem. That's why in that case it's going to be kosher. There is a machlokas rishonim what it means over here, that we're poris sadin me'achama otachta mipnei hanesher. Rashi, the Ritva, the Meiri, many rishonim say that we're talking about a sukkah that was mischachas kilchasa tzilasim ru mechamasa. It had all the proper amount of schach, but you wanted to protect from the little bit of sun that was still coming through. Right? That's what it means. Because if that's what we're talking about, that you put it to protect from the chama. Even though pasha sounds a little strange, your schach is protecting you from the sun. What do you need a cloth to protect you from the sun? Because all you need is 51% schach coverage in order for it to be kosher as a sukkah. You want more than that. So you put this cloth over to protect you from the sun. And also, when you put the cloth under it, it may and Nesher, it's to protect you from whatever falls off of the schach. Tosa says, wait a second, in that case though, the sukkah should be kosher, because it's like piris pasadin l'na'osa. Why is that any different than putting up a cloth for decorative purposes, which the Gemara is about to say is kosher when you put a cloth up for decorative purposes? So the Mordechai, quoted in the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Reish Chaf Tes, writes that we can be mechalik between this and the Na'osa, because when you're poris to protect you from the sun or to protect you from that which is falling, so that's the tzorach ha'adam, and the sadin does not become batal to the sukkah. You're doing it for your own personal purposes, not for the sake of the sukkah, as opposed to when you put up a decoration, it's not for you, it's for the sukkah, it's to make the sukkah a more beautiful sukkah. So anything that's tzorach ha'sukkah becomes batal to the sukkah, becomes part of the structure of the sukkah, and therefore is going to be fine. So that's the difference between the two cases, to answer that kasha. However, a different group of Rishonim understand this differently. Tosos quotes a shita sagaonim. The Rush also quotes the shita that was talking dafka, that without dafka in a case where without the sadin, it would have been chamasim ruba. You didn't have enough schach to give you majority coverage. You spread the sadin in order to create tzilasim ruba. That's what gave the tzilasim ruba mechamasa. But if without the sadin it would have been tzilasim ruba, then the sadin would not passel because of that svara that we said, that it's just like having a decorative, it's just like putting up decorations in the sukkah. No, the problem over here is that it's not just decoration, it's what's being machshir the sukkah. So no, it can't be machshir the sukkah, that's why it's going to be puzzle. That's the sheet of the Gaonim. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosos, and the Tor holds this way as well. Bir Alacha quotes from many other Rishonim that say this way, that we're talking that if you didn't put the sadin, the chama would have dried up the schach, and it ultimately would have led to having Meaning right now, you do have more than 50% schach coverage. But if you didn't spread the sadin, so you're spreading the sadin to protect from the sun, not to protect you from the sun, to protect the schach from the sun. If the sun hits the schach, it's going to shrivel up, and then you're not going to have tzilasa merumah chamasa. You're going to end up with chamasa merumah tzilasa. That's the case that we're talking about. So since the sadin is goreim silas merum mechamasa, not directly by providing shade, but indirectly by saving the schach from becoming pasul, that's going to pasul the sukkah itself. So those are the three basic shitos and rishonim in terms of what's going on over here with this sadin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, lo shanu ela mipnei hanesher, aval na'osuk sheira, that this is only if you put it up to protect the sukkah on some level, but if you put the sadin up just to beautify the sukkah, that's beautiful, that's wonderful, that's kosher. You're allowed to put up decorations in the sukkah. Says Gemara, pshita, mipnei hanesher tanan, of course, that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, you know, let us spread the cloth, mipnei hanesher. I would have figured out that to decorate it would be okay. No, ma'u detema hua din dafilu na'osa, maybe I wouldn't have figured that out. Maybe I would have thought that even for decorative purposes, it's going to be possible. And the reason it told me that if you spread a cloth to catch falling schach, that it's possible, is because that's normally why a person would spread a cloth to catch falling schach. Normally, we don't decorate with cloths. So Kamash Mulan, that's why it has to tell me that it's dafka if you put it in Mnei Nesher, if you put it for decorative purposes, it is perfectly fine. Lema Misayele will bring a raya that you're allowed to put up a cloth for decorative purposes. When we describe decorations of a sukkah, sicha kil chasavi itra v'kram enu besadinin hametsuyarin. If you have a schach, you have a sukkah that has kosher schach, and then you start decorating it with all sorts of different things. And on the list of different things that we're about to mention that you might decorate a sukkah with, it says sadinin hametsuyarin, that you have nice colorful cloths v'talaba, and you hang on it. It goes in shkedim aparsikin rimonim parchil. All different types of foodstuffs. So we see apparently the minhag was that that's what they would hang. They would hang the minhag was that the decorations of a sukkah was always food items. Shlach Kadosh says that sichas chulin requires limud also, that it's not just stam giving a random list of decorations, right? It's, if it's telling us that these are the decorations, it must be that that there's some reason to have such a minhag to dafka use these items as decorations. Even the sichas chulin of the Gemara requires limud, says the Shlach HaKadosh. Just the examples that it gives are meaningful as well. So, but anyway, you have these items as your decorations. So it happens to mention, we already brought our raya just from the fact that it says sadinin, but we have to mention the whole thing in context. Asur l'stapik mehen an motzei yom tov achron shelchad. You're not allowed to benefit from them, you're not allowed to use them until after motzei yom tov achron shelchad, until after the full yom tov is over, after Shmini Atzeres is over. V'im hisna aleim, but if you made it tonight, you attached it tonight to their kedusha as part of the sukkah, hakol lefi tanau. Then everything goes based on the tanai that the person made, and that's perfectly fine to make such a tanai. But the bottom line is, we have a raya that you're allowed to use sadinin as decorations, because it says one of the examples of decorations is sadinin, and it's the Gemara Dilma min atzadit. No, it's not a raya, because maybe the sadinin that it's talking about that we would use as decorations are wall hangings. Maybe it's not talking about schach hangings, not something that goes across the schach. It's min atzad, it's something that you would hang on the side of the wall. There is a discussion over here. When we say im hisna aleim, akala fitano, Rashi says, what does it mean im hisna aleim? You say, eini bodu mehem kol ben ashmashal shel yom tov harishon. That on the first night of Sukkot, you say, I'm making it tonight that I still want to have access to these fruits, that these fruits are not part of my sukkah, they are something that I want to be able to benefit from. And once you do that, then the entire isser of these decorations for the rest of Yom Tov is not going to be chal. As long as you caught it on the ben ashmashos of the first night, that's good enough. You don't need to make it tonight by each ben ashmashos of each and every night. The Ramban, however, disagrees. The Ramban holds, and it's quoted in Orchus Chaim, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, the Ramban holds that you have to say eni bodu mehem each ben ashmashos of each and every day. But if you say eni bodu mehem only the ben ashmashos of the first day, then the Isser is going to be chal each and every other day. And the Ramban says that if you don't say this tonight in the first ben ashmashos, then making the tonight in further ben ashmashos won't work either. because there was already an Issa that was Chal in the first Bein HaShemashos. So Mela, it's Chal on all of the days because it's Kiyom HaRich Tadam. So the Ramban sort of goes L'chumra in both directions, that the Isser, if it's Chal the first day, it's going to be Chal henceforth, it's going to be Chal forever, it's going to be Chal the rest of Yantiv. But even if it's not Chal the first day, it could still be Chal each and every Bein HaShemashos subsequent to that if you don't say any Vodim Lehem on each Bein HaShemashos. And that's how the Taz holds as well, quoted in the Sharetzin in the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah as well. So anyway, so back about Noi Sukkah, back in the Gemara, Noi Sukkah ain mematin b'sukkah. So the Gemara says, if you have Noi Sukkah, they don't minimize the size of the Sukkah. Meaning, Rashi points out, if a Sukkah is the Malam Echaf Amma, but the Noi Sukkah hang within 20 Amos, you still have a Pasla Sukkah. And if a Sukkah is the Malam Echaf Tfachim, but the Noi Sukkah hang within 10 Tfachim, you have a Kashra Sukkah. The Noi Sukkah are not mimite the size of the Sukkah at all. Tos points out that second part's a little bit strange. No, we said in the Gemara earlier that if you have schach that's 10 tefachim tall, but some branches are hanging under 10 tefachim, even if it's just a small amount of branches, it becomes a dira srucha, becomes a difficult to live in place, and therefore it would passel the sukkah. Tos says, yeah, because branches are annoying. Nice sukkah are beautiful. So even when they hang within 10 tefachim, that's not going to be called a dira srucha. Nice sukkah aren't going to make it a dira srucha. Amravashi uminatsad mima'atin. However, if you have nice sukkah coming and protruding from the walls, that is mimayit from the shear of 7x7 tefachim that you need to be able to live in the sukkah. Menim in avdid ravashi it mishale katunto b'maya v'shtatcha metalalta. Menim in the eved of ravashi had his shirt became soaked in water, so he spread it over the sukkah to dry in the sun. Amalei ravashi dalia delolemu kamesachim b'davar makabel tuma. Take that down. People are going to think you're mesachim with the davar makabel tuma. You're allowed to be mesachim with your shirt. People are going to think that. Don't they see that it's soaking wet? Aren't they going to realize that I just spread it there to dry it? Says, yeah, I know that, but I mean, once it's dry, you need to take it down, because you have to take it down immediately once it's dry, because then people are going to assume it's going to be a Marisayan issue. Itmar, Noi Sukkah, Mufagin Mena Arba'a. What if the Noi Sukkah, the decorations of the Sukkah, are more than four tefachim off of the ceiling of the Sukkah? Rav Nachman, Rav Ksher, Rav Chisav, Rav Barafuna, Amar Psula, Machlokas Amarayim. Rav Chisav, Rav Barafuna, Iklol, Beresh Kalusa. Rav Chisav, Rav Barafuna, who both held that it was possible, once went to the Resh Kalusa. Agninu Rav Nachman, B'Sukkah, Shinoyin, Mufagin Mena Arba'a tefachim. Rav Nachman says, have I got a Sukkah prepared for you? And he prepared, Rav Nachman's one that held that it's kosher. So he prepared a Sukkah for them to sleep in, that the Noi Sukkah were more than four tefachim off of the schach of the Sukkah. So shtiku v'larmele v'lomidi. They quietly took it and they slept in that Sukkah. So amrlu, hadmur abanami mishmetayu. So he said to them, ah, you finally came around, you finally agree with me that such Noi Sukkah don't passel, that it's perfectly fine. Amrlei anan shluchim mitzvah anan p'tur min ha-sukkah. No such thing. We do not agree with you. We hold that we're pater from Sukkah because we're shluchim mitzvah, and therefore we're allowed to be in a Sukkah that is in fact passel. The Ritva asks, how could Rav Nachman do such a thing? He knew that they hold that such a sukkah is possible. We know that he knows it because he said to them 2 minutes later, oh, you were chozer? So obviously he knew that they held such a sukkah is possible. And he didn't yet realize that they had the Ptur of Shluchei Mitzvah apparently, because they didn't tell them that, right? So so how could he put him in a sukkah? Isn't that lifnei iver to put him in a sukkah that they hold as pasul? So the Ritva says, yesh shochiach mikan. There are some that prove from here that if you're a bal hora'a, a person is a posik in his own right, and he holds that there's a certain thing that's mutar al pi din, he's allowed to give that to his chaver, even though he knows that his chaver holds that it's aser. That's not lifnei iver lo sitin michshal, because you know that what you are doing, what you are giving them, is 100% mutar. The Ritva then quotes b'shem rabo that that's only if the iser is Nikr l'chavero, if the other person recognizes exactly what you're giving them, and they get to make the choice whether they're going to utilize that or not. But if it's not Nikr l'chavero, you're not allowed to deceive the person, but you're allowed to make it difficult enough to give them that which you hold is kosher and they hold is pasul. That way, but if it's Nikr, he'll make his own decision. But if it's not Nikr, then it's usher to give it to him b'stama. But the Ritva says that's only if it's lo nifsika halacha shalok hedvarav. If it's not already, we haven't already arrived arrived at a halachic consensus. But if the halachic consensus is against your opinion, don't go pushing your opinion on other people and giving them something that the halachic consensus has already outvoted. Okay. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Umutra Lishon Bekila B'Sukka Af Pishi Yesh Lagag. Person is allowed to sleep in a kila in a sukkah even though there is a roof. V'hu Sheina Gavah Asara. That's only if it's not 10 tefachim tall. Meaning you could have a tent over your bed as long as it's not 10 tefachim tall. So Gemara tries to prove whether this is correct. Tashma Yashem Bekila B'Sukka Lo Yasidei Chavasa. Says in our Mishnah it's no good. Hacham Ayaskin Mishnah Gavah Asara. Yeah, maybe our Mishnah is so bad. It's 10 tefachim tall. Next Raya Mesha Yashem Tachsamita B'Sukka Lo Yasidei Chavasa. Can't sleep under a bed in a sukkah. Isn't it because it's a problem of a tent? Sorry, yeah, maybe that's only if it's 10 tefachim high off the ground. Tashma, third rayo, Shapir Sagabi Kinofos Psula. Spreading cloth over Kinofos makes it possible. Hasanami Tigvia, sir. Maybe that's also only if it's 10 tefachim high. Vahalokatani Haki, but we learned the opposite in Abraisa. Detani Naklit and Shayim Vikinofos Arba. Naklite Amita is when there are two poles. Kinofos when there are four poles. Pir Sagabi Kinofos Psula, Gabi Naklit and Kshera. If you spread a cloth over Kinofos, it's possible. Over Naklit and it's Kashub. Vachali Naklit and Gvam in Amita. Sarah, as long as the naklitin are less than 10 tefachim high off the ground, so mekhlal the kinofos hafel b'shein gavon asara. Sounds like kinofos are going to be a problem even when it's less than 10 tefachim. So says Gemara, shiny kinofos to gvi. Kinofos may be different because that's more of a kavua thing, and therefore it's going to be possible even when it's less than 10 tefachim. But a typical tent that's not so kavua is only problematic if it's more than 10 tefachim. I very sukkal gabi sukkah to kavia v'amr shmol kach sheir kach psula sukkal gabi psula gabi sukkah is kavua, and still it's only possible if it's 10 tefachim high. Amri hasan del nifsel sukkah ba'asara hachad del shvi ola batzer me'asara nami havi ola. There's a difference between making it, giving it a shame sukkah to passel the bottom sukkah, that's where you need 10 tefachim, as opposed to just calling something an ohel that you're actually going to sleep under, that you only need an ohel, you don't need an actual shame sukkah. Okay, Be'ez Shalom, think of what Amrav Techlifa tomorrow. Oh, yeah.